This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Despite the White House's efforts to block his testimony, a federal judge ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify before Congress. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The judge says McGahn must comply with a subpoena related to the special counsel's Russia probe. That deals a blow to President Trump's bid to keep top aides from testifying, with the judge writing the president is not a king and cannot order them to defy Congress. The ruling could spur House Democrats to re-up efforts at getting more testimony from other officials, like former National Security Advisor John Bolton. But his lawyer is suggesting the court order has no bearing on whether Bolton and former Deputy Charles Kupperman will appear. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Justice Department says it will appeal the judge's order, keying up a precedent-setting case at the Supreme Court. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she respects the results of Sunday's local election in which pro-democracy forces scored a sweeping victory. She said she'd reflect on them seriously, but she also says it's time for the protests to end.
As I have said repeatedly, resorting to violence will not give us that way forward. So please help us to maintain the relative calm and peace that we have seen in the last week or so and provide a good basis for Hong Kong to move forward.
The vote was a major symbolic blow to pro-China forces that dominate Hong Kong politics. It is also the latest evidence of public support for a five-month-old pro-democracy movement that has become increasingly aggressive. The vote will not significantly change the balance of power in Hong Kong's quasi-democratic political system, but the district council vote is seen as one of the most reliable indicators of public opinion since it's the only fully democratic election in Hong Kong. You're listening to VOA News.